Welcome to episode 7 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. I'm just getting lit up here. I went to light my cigar right before I started recording. My lighter ran out of fluid, so. Alright, so this week I'm going to do another cigar by Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust. I did another one. I think it was episode 3. I did the Mi Querida, which is a really good cigar. And everything I've tried of theirs, I really like. This week I'm smoking the Todos Los Días, and it's a Criollo wrapper, which I don't smoke a whole lot of. Because early on in my smoking experience, I got sick on the first two Criollos I ever smoked. So I thought maybe it was the wrapper and it just didn't agree with me. But I don't know what happened, but this one's a Criollo and I've smoked 4 of them, I think, already out of the 5-pack that I bought. And I'm doing all right so far. So let's hope I can make it through this without any problems. So let me go ahead and go on over to their website and read you the notes for this cigar. I'll have the links in the show notes for everything that I reference. So here are Steve Saca's notes for the Todos Los Días. Todos Los Días is my personal Spanglish translation, meaning all the days. The workers at Hoya de Nicaragua often cringe at my casual butchering of their mother tongue. But in my opinion, cigars are far more than a grammar lesson to abide. They are the physical manifestation of a feeling and of an experience. TLD embodies the classic bold flavors that represent the heart of their soil's peppery tobaccos and the labor of their always working hands. For me, the spicy Nicaraguan puro reflects no pretentious airs or any of that notes of pencil lead with a hint of fennel nonsense. It's an honest, hard-working cigar intended to be smoked by men who know what it means to be a cigar smoker and never give a damn about what others think. A supple, sun-grown Cuban seed capa encapsulates its intricate tripa recipe of rich Jalapa and Esteliano tobaccos. From the first puff, there is no doubt of the origin of this cigar or that it's intended solely for the seasoned cigar smoker. Viva Nicaragua! And the wrapper is a Nicaraguan sun-grown Criollo, and the binder and filler are both Nicaraguan. That's all the details they give. And the sizes comes in half Churchill, which is 4.75 by 48, the Robusto 5 by 52, the Toro 6 by 52, the Thick Lonsdale MF. Wonder what that means. 6x46, and then we have a double wide Bellicoso, which is 4.75 by 60 Figurado. So those are the notes that Steve Saca wrote for the Todos Los Días. Like I said, I'll have the links for you to check that out. Okay, so let's move on to this week's reading from Mike Heiser's book, What Does God Want? The title of this section is No Backup Plan. You might wonder at this point why God didn't just scrap the whole plan for having a human family. After all, God allowed free will, knowing it would lead to sin and thousands of years of human misery in the form of violence, neglect, selfishness, and a host of other awful things humans are capable of inflicting on one another. Perhaps your own suffering, or the suffering you see all around you, might even make you wish God had just destroyed everything. Believe it or not, God understands that feeling. He sees the evil you see, and infinitely more. None of it is the way he wanted things. But, you say, he's God. Can't he just overrule all of it? It's not that simple. Think about it. God can only eliminate evil in our world if he eliminates all the ones who do evil. In other words, God can only end evil if he wipes out all of us. Everyone sins. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. and like the Bible says, fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. So sure, God could do that, but he doesn't. He loves humanity too much for that to be an option. All this boils down to an amazing truth. While God knew what making us like him would lead to, the result was preferable to not having a human family at all. God sees the sin and misery in our world and knows its cause. It hurts him. God is so consumed with love for his human children that he will not turn away from his original ambition. There's no plan B. There is only plan A. Despite foreseeing the rebellion that would come in Eden and all the failures and sins that would follow, including our own, God still longs for a human family. What happened in Eden was only the beginning of the story. God had kicked Adam and Eve out of his house, Genesis 3:22-24. He cursed the serpent, Genesis 3:14-15, and cast him away from his presence, Isaiah 14:12-15, and Ezekiel 28:16. The message was forceful and simple. Rebellion would be punished. You'd think everyone would get the message. Not so. Things got even worse. And that's the end of this week's section called No Backup Plan. So, my original intent for the podcast was to spread the word, the gospel, and to try to bring people to Christ. Basically, that's what I felt led to do. So when I decided to read through Mike Heiser's book, because it lays out the whole plan of the Bible from beginning to end, so anyone who's new to the Bible can listen to this, or get a copy, read through it, and you will understand the plan that God has from Genesis to Revelation, and it lays it all out so anyone can understand it. So once I get through this book, I'm not sure what direction we'll go, but it'll take a while because I'm only reading short sections of it at a time. Hopefully, down the road, we can branch out into Bible studies and things of that nature, but at least I'll have this bedrock laid for new believers and, possibly new people who don't even know the Lord to draw them in, and then they can, go through this and understand the plan of God. And then once we get down the road, we'll see where it goes. But in the future, if anybody has any suggestions, comments, questions, just shoot me an email, StephenJMcHenry@gmail.com. It's in the notes below. So let me know. And hope you'll come back next week. And until then, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.